I glare at Buttercup. I swear, if you fart again, you're on your own from now on. Got it? She belches in response. Lovely. Why does this dog hate me so much? We round the corner, and I keep my head down. Maybe if I don't make eye contact, I won't get trapped into a conversation about hair extensions or world peace. But the first thing I see when I step onto the landing is another dog. And it looks so much like Buttercup that I stop dead in my tracks. Wow. I blink. It's another Frenchie mix, or maybe a purebred. The dog is the same blue-gray color as Buttercup and has the same roly-poly eyes and comically oversized ears. Twins. What are the odds? I drag my gaze from the dog to its owner, who's definitely not wearing a beauty queen sash. On the contrary, the person on the other end of the leash is a he, and he's wearing a tie. A very posh-looking tie. Silky smooth. I have the irrational desire to reach out and touch it. Twins, I echo, because I can't seem to come up with anything else to say. He smiles, and it's a very attractive smile, very swoon-inducing. This stranger might not be a beauty queen, but he's still pretty and chiseled in a roguish sort of way. Of course, like Red Butler in Armani. Am I the only average-looking person in this entire hotel? He nods toward his dog. This is Hamlet. A Shakespearean pet name? My librarian heart beats a little faster. Let me guess. He glances at Buttercup and lifts a brow. Fluffy? I shake my head and laugh. It's Buttercup, actually, but I'm rethinking that now. Fluffy is a much better fit. Thanks for the suggestion. It's suddenly unbearably warm in the stairwell. I'm consciously aware of the fact that I'm staring at him. I'm studying him so closely that I notice the dimple in his left cheek, hidden beneath the stubble that lines his jaw. I notice the dark rim around his irises. Oh, such a contrast to the clear light blue of his eyes. And I even manage to take in the fine weave of his suit jacket. What am I doing?